My name is Sky Iwanski. Asexuality is the lack of experiencing sexual attraction. Like, you can experience romantic attraction or platonic or, like, even sensual, which is just, like touching, but, like, it is specifically just, like, you don't experience sexual attraction. Since I didn't really, air quotes here, come out, like, to, like, until, like, sort of recently, and even then, like, people don't think, a lot of people don't think that asexual people should be considered part of the LGBTQ spectrum, so I don't want to, like, take anyone's space by saying that I am on that spectrum, but I also don't relate to everything that my cishet straight friends do relate to. Like, I'm not interested in sex, really, as being someone on the asexual spectrum, but, like, my experiences with it, I would kind of go along with whatever people said, like, oh, but, like, people would be like, oh, wow, I really like that girl, she's really pretty, or, oh, I like that boy, I want to sleep with him, and I'm like, I don't really get that, and, like, I would just kind of go along with it, and, but when then I started thinking about what sex actually meant, and I was like, wow, I don't really want that, and then I started, like, looking on like, different websites, but, like, AVEN, the Asexual Visibility and Education Network, and, like, places like Tumblr, just to, like, kind of learn more about new sexualities, and for a while I thought I was demi. And the first person I tried to come out to was not accepting and said, well, everybody's pretty much demi, I mean, I don't want to have sex with this, like, a random person that I see on the street. I'm like, that's not really what it means. And so then I just kind of shut up about it for a couple months, but then, like, I kept having these feelings of not relating to most of, like, cisgender and heterosexual friends, and so I was like, you know what, I gotta delve deeper into these labels, and even if you tell me that I'm not this, I am, doesn't really matter what you say, it matters what I say. So, yeah, I just, somewhere on the asexual spectrum, a little fluctuating. If you aren't participating in the Day of Silence, please respect those of us that do participate in it. Like, trying to get us to talk is really disrespectful, and frankly, it's obnoxious because we're trying to, like, show honor and respect for those that feel they can't speak out in their own communities by not speaking and, like, kind of lending our voices to them on this day, and you trying to get us to speak is hurtful and, again, disrespectful. So please just respect people who are participating in the Day of Silence.